It's the IMAO podcast.
You're listening to the IMAO podcast with Frank J.
Frank J hates everybody, and that means you.
Sarah K.
Jesus will forgive me if I shoot you.
Harvey.
I'm on break.
Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
Right wing duck.
Let me talk.
Space monkey.
I don't believe in Halloween, my young pagan friends.
Lawrence Simon.
Ooh, look at the pretty kitty cat.
And featuring Scott McCollum.
Generally unattractive and unwashed. The IMAO podcast theme music by Seattle-based artist Alaco. Alaco.com.
This Halloween, terror has a new name. Harriet Myers. Well, a new first name, anyway. Harriet Myers. Okay, the last name spelled different, too. Anyway, Harriet Myers has everyone scared out of their ever-loving minds. Harriet Myers. The left is afraid she'll overturn Roe v. Wade. Harriet Myers. The right is afraid she won't. Harriet Myers. Even the moderates are frightened. Harriet Myers. If only moderately so. Harriet Myers. She's not even a judge. Harriet Myers. She's not married. Harriet Myers. She's a Bush crony. Harriet Myers. She's a crone. Harriet Myers. She's a mystery wrapped in a conundrum, ensconced in an enigma, covered up with a bunch of question marks, and smothered in a great big Harriet Myers. And no one knows what she'll do if confirmed. Harriet Myers. This Halloween, see Harriet Myers in the Supreme Court terror thriller, Suitor 2, the stealth nominee.
This movie no longer available.
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting yet completely useless and probably untrue information about each of the 50 states. This week, lift your shirt and earn some shiny beads. We're headed to Louisiana. So, let's get started. Louisiana became the 18th state on April 30th, 1812, mostly to make President Madison's wife stop nagging him about, "When are you going to get up off your butt and do something with all that land west of the Mississippi?" You know, it wasn't manifest destiny that built this country, it was naggy wives. The state bird of Louisiana is the brown pelican, whose enormous beak could, in theory, hold enough beer to get an Irishman drunk. Louisiana is the source of most of America's seafood and annually produces more shrimp than a Wizard of Oz cast party. The state motto of Louisiana is, "Help, I can't swim!" The highest point in Louisiana is Mount Driscoll at 535 feet, while the lowest point is... Louisiana has the tallest state capitol building in the U.S. It's 450 feet tall and is capable of holding nearly a week's supply of the governor's bribe money. The state tree of Louisiana is whichever one Katrina didn't knock down, probably an oak tree in Shreveport or something. Rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis was born in Faraday, Louisiana on September 29, 1935. Although he did at one point marry his 13-year-old cousin, he was not actually a degenerate pedophile, just Southern. I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Hey, this is Right Wing Duck. The guys wanted me to talk about what scares me. Not a whole lot scares me. Oh, I know one thing that scares me. I have this dream where one day I wake up and I'm in front of thousands of people and I'm wearing absolutely nothing. That scares me. No, wait a minute. That's my fantasy. No, I guess nothing scares me.
Now, more fun facts about Louisiana. Baton Rouge, Louisiana hosted the Special Olympics in 1983, prompting accusations from Alabama that it was actually just a scheme to raise the state's standardized test scores. Louisiana is famous for its many slow-moving rivers, or bayous. The word bayou is a Choctaw Indian word meaning Frenchman's urinal. The state dog of Louisiana is the water spaniel. St. Joseph Cemetery in Rain, Louisiana is the only cemetery in the U.S. where the graves have a north-south orientation. All other cemeteries are laid out in a pentagram pattern to facilitate raising the dead via unholy rituals. The city of New Orleans was once a haven for pirates, which may explain why most of the post-Katrina looters had parrots and eye patches. At the age of 13, all young males in Louisiana undergo a ceremonial rite of passage wherein they finally learn the horrifying truth that Mardi Gras is not a national holiday. They are not told, however, the horrifying truth that they are descended from the French, as this would completely destroy their fragile minds. Whether you pronounce it New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans, or even Nowlands, someone in Louisiana will correct your pronunciation. When they do, tell the annoying little SOB that he's descended from the French. That'll shut him up. Well, that wraps up the Louisiana edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, I'll be getting mugged by gangs of feral lobsters in Maine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go use the bayou.
This is Frank J., and people often ask, what do I fear the most? Well, I don't fear guns or knives, because I understand them. They're just mortal weapons. I know what they can do. Some would think I fear monkeys. I hate monkeys, but I do not fear them. I know their ways. Nor do I fear ninjas. I know their minds. I know how they move. I can protect myself against them. What I fear is the unknown, and thus I fear red pistachios. Why are they red? I don't know. Whose idea was that? Did he have some agenda in making them red? I cannot explain these things. I'm not even sure what a pistachio is. Is it a nut? It doesn't taste like other nuts. It doesn't taste like anything particular at all. Is it a legume like a peanut? What is a legume? Am I saying that right? Legume?
No.
There are just too many unknowns here for me ever to be uncomfortable around a red pistachio. It's just... I'm done here. Vice President Bembe was thrust into office when President Rodriguez was deported for being an illegal alien.
Hey, I'm just doing the work that American presidents won't do. You need me.
You're coming with us.
No, no!
Now President Bembe has a country to run.
That's a beautiful cover model.
Miss President, you can't spend all afternoon sitting in the tub reading Vanity Fair.
I wonder if she's a CIA operative.
Change is coming to Pennsylvania Avenue.
Focus, please. We have important issues to deal with here. We have a new cabinet position to fill.
How about my best friend Jill? That would be so fun.
Miss President?
Just kidding. Even I know that positions should be filled by people who are qualified.
Can she handle the political pressure?
Madam President, did you even look at our recommendations for this cabinet position?
I can make the decision, Mr. GOP Speaker of the House, crusty old man. Oldman. I plan to choose wisely, basing my decision on whether they support a woman's right to choose. That's the best person for this cabinet spot.
For Secretary of Agriculture?
And tune in to see the wonderful changes the Liberal President can make to the White House.
We need more color around here.
Sure thing. What do you think? Hire a black woman? Hire a Latina?
Heavens no. I already have a cleaning woman. I meant that this building needs color. That's right, a good paint job. Why does my new house have to be white? It's so boring.
Hail to the hottie, only on ABC. This is Frank J. with World of Knowledge, and our subject today is vampires. Our guest today is a vampire hunter named,
I prefer to remain anonymous.
Don't want vampires hunting you down, then?
No, I just get a lot of spam.
Anyway, so you kill vampires. This is true, no?
It is true, yes.
So what kills a vampire?
Well, there are a few ways to arm a vampire, such as holy water will sear its skin. It also does not like garlic, but to kill a vampire, there are two ways. One is to get it out into sunlight, very hard. The other is to stab it in its heart with a stake, then cut off its head, put a holy wafer in the mouth,
and also garlic. Sounds kind of a bit more complicated than I thought. Killing vampires is no laughing matter. So how do you identify a vampire? My preferred method is to show a cross. They tend to turn away from it and scream. Well, how do you know you found a vampire, not just a militant atheist? No, take chances. Either way, must stab through the heart with a stick. Cut off head. Put holy wafer in mouth. Put garlic in mouth. And bake for 3 hours at 350 degrees. So where do you find these vampires? Are they usually in coffins or something? Sometimes, but more often they are lurking in darkness, going through shadows of alleyway, or knocking on door and pretending to be UPS men. Either way, I stab them in the heart with a stake. I cut off their head. I put a holy wafer in the mouth, fill the mouth with garlic, bake head for 3 hours at 350 degrees. And serve on a plate of butter sauce garnished with paisley. Well, thank you. I think that's all the time we have for today. Here, let me show you cross. It's very nice. I guess you are not a vampire. Yeah, okay. Anyways, this is World of Knowledge with Frank J. And now, you're just a little bit smarter.
Hi, I'm Sarah K., and I want to tell you about what scares me. I am terrified of butterflies. Nasty little things, butterflies. Horrible creatures. With those wings and their little feet and their little antennae and their pretty little colors. They're disgusting. I think my fear of butterflies dates back to when I first saw the James Bond flick, View to a Kill. I think in that movie there's some kind of thing with butterflies where they're like poison and if they land on you, you die. Ever since then, I've never been able to walk through the butterfly exhibit at the zoo. It's very scary. Keep your butterflies away from me or I'll run away screaming. Like that.
What's the most important thing for you to have this Halloween?
A cool costume?
No, think safety.
A flashlight?
No, you're getting closer?
A cool costume made out of flashlights.
No, let me talk. It's the new, improved Halloween version of the Clue Bat.
Wow, I've never heard of the Clue Bat, much less a Halloween version. Tell me more!
The Clue Bat is the new way to beat some sense into the senseless. It's festive! And it comes with a soft grip handle.
How does it work?
Just watch.
Trick or treat!
I don't believe in Halloween, my young pagan friends. It's a tool of the devil, and I quite frankly... Whoa! That's great! Be this the end of that guy?
Probably. But wait, there's more!
Trick or treat!
I'm offended by your Halloween masks. George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, those people have caused more destruction and death than Hitler. Give or take 50 million. Why, I ought to...
And it has many other uses, too!
I'll trade you my apple... for your candy bar.
The Clue Bat. Now in cool black and orange Halloween colors. Order now and we'll include a free version of the red, white, and blue political Clue Bat.
But why can't I nominate one of my bestest friends for the Supreme?
The Clue Bat is not for people with short tempers or sore shoulders. The makers of Clue Bat accept no responsibility for any harm caused under purposes of maliciousness or joyful entertainment. Clue Bat is a registered trademark of the vast right-wing conspiracy. The Clue Bat.
Sylvie, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Not anymore.
Are you afraid of werewolves?
Nope. I'm not afraid of wolves.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
No.
Are you afraid of black cats?
No. Chukla.
Are you afraid of vampires?
No.
Are you afraid of goblins?
No.
Are you afraid of zombies?
No.
What are you afraid of?
Nothing I said.
Are you afraid of Dick Cheney?
No.
Are you afraid of spooky music?
Spooky music? No. I'm gonna take your teeth out for that.
Are you afraid of Frank?
No, because he's a fruit loop.
Does a Democrat in the White House scare you? Hey, come back here.
No!
Thus ends another IMAO podcast. This is Frank J. Don't forget, be careful tonight when you're out there trick-or-treating, or you might get attacked by monkeys. See? I told you I was Frank J. Anyway, be honorable. Run in. Sweetie mentioned the website.
Oh yeah, imaopodcast.com. How's that?
Merry Christmas. I mean, Happy Halloween.